The sun shone brightly in Bradford as food, flags, songs, smiles and poems marked the anniversary of Indian Independence Day Wednesday. More than 70 people, many wearing shirts and saris in the saffron, white or green of the Indian flag, gathered in the courtyard of the Bradford West Gwillimbury Courthouse on Holland Street East, Wednesday evening for the second annual event in the town, organized by the Bradford West Gwillimbury Indian Community, BWGIC, group. The event started with a welcome and opening note before the BWGIC made a donation to the Helping Hand Food Bank. From an Indian community's perspective, it is our endeavor to reach out into the community as best as possible by addressing societal issues and social causes. This is our fist attempt to bridge that gap and be of service to the community, said Anupam Srivastava, organizer with the BWGIC. Srivastava explained that while the total donation was larger, 77 items were provided at the celebration, both in recognition of the 77th Indian Independence Day since the country separated from the UK on August 15, 1947, and because 7 is considered a lucky number in some Indian cultures. MC Chandrika Nikhil explained the colors of the Indian flag, with saffron symbolizing strength, courage and independence, white symbolizing peace and green symbolizing the fertility, growth and hospitality of the land. Let's vow to instill these great values in the youth and every member here, and promise ourselves to strive for glorious peace, she said before introducing Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu. We're proud Indians as equally as we are proud Canadians, he said, before thanking the group for their donation to the food bank, and noting the impact it has on the community. Sandhu also referenced the new cricket fields under construction at Joe Magani Park, and said he looks forward to seeing a cricket league come to town. Mayor James LeDuc then acknowledged the shared values between India and Canada, before reading the town's proclamation in advance of raising the Indian flag. Born out of the same Commonwealth, Indians have been part of the Canadian fabric for a century and have made significant contributions to all walks of Canadian life. The Indian community recognizes the strength of diversity and respects the uniqueness of all. Many proud Indo-Canadians have chosen Canada, namely Bradford West Gwillimbury, as a future for their families and their children, he read. After the flag was hoisted, MC Tanushree Mukherjee led the group in singing the Indian national anthem, Jana Gana Mana, followed by O Canada. Srivastava then thanked attendees for their support and enthusiasm, before describing the importance of the date. Independence Day is not just a date on the calendar, it's a symbol of our shared history, our unity and diversity, and the aspirations that bind us together. It is a reminder of the struggles and sacrifices made by our forefathers who paved the way for the India that we cherish today, he said. Abba Srivastava followed by reading a poem which celebrated the strength, culture and ideals of India in Hindi, which Anupam translated into English. Mukherjee then closed the proceedings by inviting everyone to enjoy the food and refreshments before gathering the children for a quick quiz about India, for which small prizes were awarded. Questions included the name of the first Indian Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, the current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, the national animal, which is the tiger, and the national bird, which is the peacock. The group launched the first Indian Independence Day flag raising in Bradford last year. From there we started this movement and hopefully it can slowly bring more and more of the Indian community together, Srivastava said, noting that about 150 people had replied to the invitation. Even after the proceedings, guests continued to come and go from the event, sharing stories and laughter while children played.